You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
People Helping People, Daisy 1170 AM, radio that listens to you. My name is Greg, my co-host Larry.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in and being here with us as we do this every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pretty much an opportunity to sort of step away from
reality.
The craziness of reality and talk about all the other crazy things going on that we try to bring to the surface or bring to light.
Do we have to?
Help out some people if we can.
That we need to do that. We all need help now.
Yeah. I would like to think that for the majority of people, we all kind of get caught up in our real worlds, but we all want to be a part of something good. We all want to do good things and take care of each other.
Yeah.
Whether it's our family, whether it's our neighbors, our friends, we all kind of have good intentions. Most people do it. I think it's just the life in general gets so busy.
Yeah.
And our lives become so hectic that we kind of forget that there's all these struggles kind of going around right around us and right in our community.
Yeah.
This show tends to be a bit of a mouthpiece for those people and a platform for us to kind of go to the nonprofits of the area and those that are taking on initiatives that other people might not have the time for, but in reality are helping us all. That's
well,
the show.
Well, it is. And what I've noticed even more lately than I have in the past, of all the time we've been doing the show, is that even with all the issues that we have in our community, even with all the tragedy, it's still a breath of fresh air when you want to compare it to what's going on in our nation today and around the world.
That is true.
Yeah.
There's also this sort of gratification that comes from being involved in helping.
Mm-hmm.
Even one day a year or maybe come holidays when you make donate blankets and you donate toys or you donate canned food for Thanksgiving and such. Maybe those little things are what it takes to make us feel better, feel like we're involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who just simply don't have the time to do it. But then they say, remember John Lennon's quote, real life happens while we're busy making plans.
Exactly.
So we go about our lives and everything is fine. And then something happens to us. Something happens to someone in our family. Maybe a child is born with special needs. Maybe an accident occurs that causes our lives to go off the rails. Maybe it changes the way we live our lives because of this. Mm. What happens then is you're forced into this new reality and you're going to be seeking out those people that are doing these great things, that are helping.
Right.
One of those people was actually going to join us today. We've had her on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Jennifer Langdon of Real Options.
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of carving her own path. I mean, everyone at Real Options is. If you're following the headlines with the new presidential house and President Trump, there's been a lot of talk about Planned Parenthood and how it's going to go away, more or less. They're going to stop funding for abortions and so on and so forth. Not really taking a political stance either way,
yeah,
but it affects a lot of people.
Yeah,
what Real Options is doing is they are a not-for-profit that is actually helping young people and people in general dealing with these issues of pregnancy and how to go about handling it the best and the safest way, providing important information without pushing them in one direction.
Exactly. I mean, they are providing options.
And, real options.
Yeah, real options. And they really are. And they are kind of like filling in the gap right now.
That's right.
Because really, I mean, where are we headed right now that way?
Well, and that's really up in the air. I mean,
yeah,
I think
is.
we've seen and we've talked about on this show how divided things seem to be right now. And that's really a microcosm of the social issues in the country. There are a lot of people that don't live in the same reality as others. So if you're living in the ghetto, in LA or if you're living in the ghettos of New York City, your life is a lot different than those living in the suburbs of Palo Alto or in the suburbs of Westchester, New York. It's just a different world.
Yeah, it is.
So that doesn't mean that everybody needs to face the same problems as those that are living there, but we all need to recognize the challenges that we're facing, whether we're in them or not.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's where the divide comes from. It's like, should we be putting all our money and time into these issues, or should we be putting them into these other issues? And that's where the divide happens. Mm-hmm. That's sort of why it's nice to deal with these nonprofit organizations who are really focused on doing really nice things for people who need it. And it's not political.
Not at all.
At all.
No.
So it's exciting to do the show. It's exciting to bring people on like Jennifer. We've been dealing with this crazy rain streak, right? So since, since December, this is happening.
Yeah.
Where it's been more rain than not.
Yes, definitely more rain than not since December, right?
I'm looking at Nate because Nate would know probably, but you don't have to. Would you say it's been since December, the rain around that time? Yeah, more? Yeah. Okay.
Around November.
All right, November-ish.
Because I
remember around the holidays
November.
It was raining and snowing up north and whatever.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's been since November, December. We're now way over our capacity. Last night at 9 p.m. in Santa Cruz, they actually went to the overflow point of all the reservoirs. So they were trying to build the evacuation plans into people, getting people out of Dodge before all of this overflowed, because they don't know how it's going to handle. How are the sewers going to handle it when this overflows?
Exactly.
How are these houses, are they built to handle this? Yeah. This hasn't happened in decades.
Right.
So a lot of people have never seen this kind of rain here. So there's new challenges we're going to start to face starting today because the rain isn't stopping yet. It looks like we'll have a couple of day reprieve.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to stop later on today, pick up again probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days on the weekend, I heard.
Something like that.
Did you see also the dam up, I guess it's North Cal, the dam that they thought was going to break? They evacuated the beach area.
Yeah.
And then they're saying because there was a brief reprieve from the rain, they were able to get the leakage, I guess the stuff they were trying to leak out.
Mm-hmm.
They were able, there was more going out than was coming in, and that was a good thing because it gave them a chance to kind of get back. So now with this heavy rain, they were able to kind of keep it from
damage. It's been, you know, I mean, I noticed when it started, this last big storm that just came in, it started a couple days ago, probably in the afternoon, and was just steady.
Heavy, steady.
Heavy, steady, windy.
The wind yesterday was crazy.
It was insane.
It was.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So with all that come issues. So if you're in an area where something's going down, you need to get word out to people. Maybe you need to find somebody who might be able to help you. You want to use our airwaves and just call us during the show. We're on to one. You could easily give us a call. 408-912-5565 is the number if you want to get in touch with us. And if there's something you want to bring up in regards to this flooding, the rain, all this happening, then please feel free to give us a call. Something that also should be mentioned with that is there was trees and down branches and power lines all over the place. I always joke around that I feel like when it rains here, people treat it like when it snows in other parts of the country because everybody becomes so afraid to drive in the rain.
Yeah.
But yesterday was one of those days where you had every reason to be a little scared. The wind was out of control.
Yeah, it was.
And I saw a photo, and some of you who are listening might have actually witnessed this in person. A tree came down on Route 17 yesterday.
That's normal.
It was straight across the highway. Both sides were covered, and this huge tree is laying across the road. And then it created this backup. This is at like 7 o'clock last night, 6:45.
Ooh.
And then there's a Facebook video. Somebody put up a Facebook Live video of 100-some-odd people standing at this tree for getting out of their cars, trying to lift it out of the road so they can get past it because they couldn't get through. So it created this crazy backup on 17.
Sure.
So instead of people just waiting, they decided we're going to try as a group. Hundreds of people are standing around this tree trying to lift it, and it was not budging. There was nowhere. It was going nowhere until they get somebody out there to cut it up, I guess. But if you were part of that last night, I'd love to hear more about that. Because I saw it on Facebook. Somebody showed me, and I was laughing at just watching these people trying to figure out a plan to get away from the tree.
Because
they were stuck. There's nowhere they can go.
Yeah, a buddy of mine lives in Santa Cruz. He works in Mountain View. So I told him he could stay at my house, you know, when he gets trapped.
Right.
But I would think he'd have some kind of a like a, you know, a game plan in place, because you know how 17 is this time of the year anyway.
One way in, one way out, right?
Yeah, kind of. Just go around Watsonville. That's what he said when he moved there initially. I'll just go through Watsonville. I think he has yet.
Oh, man.
So anyway, so I wonder, I guess he would have made it through before that happened.
Though. Yeah, it's still crazy, though. People are commuting from work and they're stuck. They can't get home because
I should charge people rent, huh? I should probably just, because I live right at the base of the Santa Cruz.
Shows
Mounts.
A real nice side of you, Larry, making people pay because they're
not much, a lot cheaper than a hotel.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
$150 and that's chump change.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. Still not very nice of you.
Yeah, it's nice enough.
But we want to get people on the air to talk about these things. So if there's something you want to discuss, the forum is open today. We're going to talk to Jennifer in a little while.
Yeah.
Later in the show, I wanted to talk about some of these. Last time we were doing this, I tried to get the calendar of events that were going on. And if you remember properly, I couldn't get the page to pull up, and it was all out of whack.
Screwed it up.
Today, I'm way more prepared.
If you can say that.
If you want to believe that.
No.
I have some stuff that's coming up that I wanted to talk about. But I was watching TV last night at 9 o'clock or 8:30 at night. And then this commercial comes on for Real Options.
Oh yeah. That's, yeah.
And I was very surprised to see that. Nice to see that they're running advertising.
And yes, they are a nonprofit. They don't.
And they are. So yeah, obviously there's, donations are, yes, and such that are going towards it to promote the company. Mm-hmm. So what's great to see about that is that it's getting information out, because a lot of these companies and these nonprofits just don't have the funding to get the word out. So they rely on word of mouth around the community, and they rely on people like us. So when there is something happening, we can get the word out to our listeners and get things. So that's another area that I feel like that's a people helping people issue, right? So if you have something, or if you're a part of an organization, or if you're part of something for the community, even if it's a bake sale for the troops, or if it's I know Girl Scouts are working on some stuff now too. If you notice all the Girl Scouts around,
right? Oh,
selling
yeah.
their cookies, it's mm-hmm. for, I think it's something with wildlife preservation is their cause this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I would like to eat some cookies just to support that.
Yeah, and they're all over. Every store I've gone to has had the Girl Scouts sitting outside. Yeah. And I always feel guilty because I've bought probably 6 boxes at this point, which is way too much for me. I probably should not be buying that many Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything, but
yeah,
I think you're right.
You don't have to say anything.
No, I wouldn't.
But I feel guilty about it. But every time I leave the store and they're like, would you like to buy? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I've bought way too many already. And
they're probably like, that's not true.
And they're probably like, come on, sir. Do us a favor.
Yeah.
But it's $5 a box. I
mean,
it's
okay.
Not cheap. $5.50
a
box.
You can
I know.
Afford it.
6 boxes
you
is enough.
Big bucks. We know.
Yeah, wish. So they're everywhere. Support the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Were you a Boy Scout?
Yes, I was.
You were?
Uh-huh. Cub Scout, Boy Scout.
You did it through high school, because it goes through high school, right?
No, I didn't do. I didn't.
I thought you have to go through your senior year of high school to really
be in a Boy
you
Scout?
Go from Cub Scouts when you're in grade school, and then eventually you have to you keep
I was
going.
In junior high when I was in the Boy Scouts.
And then you quit. You never finished.
No.
Because I think you have
no, to then it goes from Boy Scouts, I think, to Explorers.
In high school?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
You look like somebody who would be a Boy Scout.
You don't know my past.
I, thank God. Probably wouldn't be sitting here with you.
I've said a lot of people have told me that, but they don't know.
I never did it.
I used to be at that time anyway.
I never did it. I never got involved in
Scouts. It was fun.
You
know, it really was. We used to do what they call the Jubilee. Every year they do like a Jubilee. That's where you would kind of like arts and crafts show.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was really big. Seeing, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
And would you have to go door to door with things like candy or selling things? I remember.
You know, I don't remember doing that.
There used to be these like competitions, I remember. They used to come around with these boxes and they would have all kinds of like weird and crafty things in it.
Probably.
And
but
you would sell things and then you would have to get to a certain amount and then you would get prizes and such.
Not cookies though.
No, not cookies. It was definitely, the girls got the better.
Yeah, theirs is easier to sell than
but
ours.
It's also, I mean, everybody loves a cookie. Not everybody needs like a handy wrench.
Well, it's just true. It's always been tough for
us. Or like, you know, one of those helmet flashlights or head.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? Those like headlamps?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I remember it was. It would be these strange, like, you know, nifty things you'd see in the Sharper Image catalog.
It's true.
And then
it's true.
They would sell them and then you'd round.
Deja vu.
Those are the days. Those are the
days.
And I know there's some still a great cause, and I know that it really does, as a child, as a kid, it really teaches you a lot of really fundamental things.
And it really
things.
Did. You know, I can kind of remember the oath that we used to give. But it was pretty
I would love to hear if you could remember what you remember of that, but for another day, I guess.
Yeah, it was just a few years ago.
The number, by the way, in the studio, 408-912-5565, if you have any topic or anything you want to call and discuss with us. I know one of the things we were going to have in a future show, I spoke to several immigration attorneys in the past couple weeks.
Right.
And it looks like we'll have somebody on the show, not next week, but the week after.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of issues that I feel that we've discussed on past shows that we just simply don't have enough information about. We need more info.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think one of the main and primary concerns I've heard is this work visa / green card issue. For those people who have been in the country for a certain amount of time on a work visa, not really understanding where they stand in this new
regime,
I guess, or what's happening with this 90-day, which has obviously been lifted temporarily.
The 90-day vetting process. Was it because of that judge in Washington State, maybe?
Yeah, there were three judges, I think, that stepped up and said, we're lifting this.
Yeah,
they're basically saying there needs to be further resolved before we can make this official, because there's certain things that hadn't been determined and there's too many gray areas in this.
Sure, I guess.
And what that caused was, is, you know, President Trump came back, so still weird to say that, came back and said, well, then I'm going to create a new law I'm going to put into effect this new law that overrides all of that. I don't know if that's such a great idea. There's got to be a reason why. This is why we have checks and balances in this country. And that's why we have the ability for somebody like those judges to step up and say, this doesn't make sense. We're going to lift this for now. Yeah. And then we'll find the right way to do it. Problem is, it still leaves this sort of void, this gray area that people are trying to figure out and where they stand in this. Just on our own, just dealing with our own friends and clients on the radio stations here, there's been a lot of concern. And people who are traveling back and forth, it's an issue for them.
Yeah.
And I know it's created some confusion as to how to handle it and what they're supposed to do in order to be, I guess, safe and be able to continue to work in the country.
Yeah.
A lot of them are here. Because they are here for a specific reason, to work. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we need to kind of clarify all that stuff. So we're very excited to finally have an immigration attorney on the show. I know you had a lot of questions too. Last time we were talking about this, you seemed
about this issue.
Yeah, like what it really means.
I won't even go there. But what I already said is that I don't think people, or at least a number of people, would have such a huge issue with this going on right now with the immigration process if we would have been more informed about it. You know, just if we had more of a say about how it was going to take place, if you get my drift. There was no dialogue. I mean, either with him and his cabinet or us as the American people, nothing.
Right. It was when he did mention it, when President Trump did say this was happening. It was how he delivered the message that really annoyed people.
Well, this is the point. So, but we were never really involved in that.
Yeah.
You know? I just was kind of like, and I think this is a big part of the problem, not all of it, but it's a big part. And I just say we need to be involved in the process a little bit more.
How does that happen? That's the thing that's really, I think, a little confusing for me. How much of a say should we have? Clearly, there's a problem amongst the population getting along and agreeing on things, right?
There's
always going to be 50% of the, and this is what I was explaining. My wife and I were having a kind of a quiet argument about this the other day.
Yeah.
Not an argument, more of a disagreement about something, because I was saying, no matter what's going on, if there's a liberal, a Democrat in the president's seat, there's 50% of the country who's going to say, we got to wait 4 more years. No matter how dire it seems on one side, like right now, I know when the Republicans got the House and they won back the majority, everybody's like, well, they should have this forever. We're screwed. You know, if you're a Democrat or if you're on the liberal side of things, you're saying we're done. Don't forget, it wasn't long ago that it was the other way around where the Democrats had the House and they had control.
Right.
But everybody said they'd really have to screw it up in order to lose it. And somehow now it's back in the hands of Republicans. And now they're saying it's only a matter of time, because at some point in time, they're going to ruin it for them. Both parties seem to shoot themselves in the foot constantly. So eventually it's going to slip back. So no matter how bad it is right now for you, whoever you are, if you're on the side of things that's like, I'm really worried and this is bad, just know that probably between 4 and 8 years, it'll all be over and everything will be fine. And then it'll go back to the other side.
Well,
and then the other part of the country, then the other side of the country, the other side of the spectrum is going to think, now it's our turn to suffer. And this is an ongoing thing. It's like an endless cycle that happens in this country.
Yeah, it is.
Which is why we need a third party to come in.
Yeah,
and maybe changes things up just a little bit for us.
I'm for that, actually.
That's what I've been waiting for, a third party.
You got my vote.
In my lifetime, I hope to see this happens. Well, listen, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just saying.
Nobody else does either.
I'll find somebody. That's all.
Status quo.
All right. So we're very lucky because at this moment saved us from that part of the conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer.
I'd like to welcome to the airwaves our good friend Jennifer.
We needed
Real
her
Options.
In a bad way, boy.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are my favorite people helping people?
Well, we're trying to help each other at this point.
Yeah,
in time.
Seriously. You
not
saved
much
our show.
Luck either,
I don't know if you were listening, but we were getting into politics.
I wouldn't blame you.
What's
her.
Going on? What is happening over there?
Well, what you missed was we were just talking about how the
know.
Destruction of our country. No, yeah. Talking about how no matter what happens, no matter who's in office, half the country's unhappy. And then everybody who's really upset right now, just hang in there because in 4 years you'll have your shot to be, in the good seat.
Could
and then the others will be upset.
Could be sooner than that, though. Could be sooner than that. We never know.
Well, we do know, though, that it starts now in the family with this generation of children that we're raising.
See, leave it to you to really put perspective on this.
And she's so right.
It's true.
It does start in the family.
It starts now. And that's why Real Options Pregnancy Medical Clinics exist, because we believe that all lives are valuable. And if we could just encourage each other to take special care of our kids and our teenagers, that they will grow up to be people who help people in their generation.
Wow, that was good. That's like a bulletin right there for our show.
Did we pay her to say that?
I know. I should have.
You paid her to say that, didn't you?
I did
not. You can tweet that, Greg.
I might do that, Jennifer, and I might say it was me who came up.
Actually,
people heard it, so I can't do that. But I have to say, though, last night I'm watching TV, Jennifer, and this was probably around 9 o'clock. I'm watching, a game show or something, and a commercial came on for Real Options, and I was so excited. I was like, oh, they're going to be on the show tomorrow. Word is getting out, and I know in our building alone I've had people come in and ask questions about Real Options and can we get more
Very
information
cool.
So we've been on this ongoing mission, sort of in steps, taking steps on parenting and better parenting. We had you in not long ago to talk about it. Let's take the next step today. Where are we at with everything? How are things going with you and Real Options?
You know what? Things are going great with us. You know, we actually adopted our fourth clinic, which is in Alameda County. The other three clinics are in Santa Clara County. And so last year when we adopted our Union City clinic, we realized that there's a large contingency of people and supporters who really didn't get to go to our fall fundraiser this past October in 2016. And so this is a great time for me just to give the opportunity to anybody out there that wants to learn more about Real Options to attend our upcoming Ignite Life, which is the name of our fundraiser, which is going to be specifically in Alameda County for those families that weren't able to come in October. Could I share with you where that's going to be?
I would love that, yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be March 4th. So it's not this Saturday, it's next Saturday. And it's from 5:30 to 9, and there's going to be heavy hors d'oeuvres. And you're going to hear from a couple of speakers and our CEO, and it's actually going to be set up exhibit style. So you get to go around and see certain exhibits. Like, for instance, my education department is going to have a table set up with all the trinkets that we use to impart wisdom so students can be educated on some of the dangers out there with having a sexually active lifestyle at such a young age. We also give them fun dating tips on how to say no, put downs to pick up lines is what we call that. You get to just go around and interact with the employees of the company, and you actually get to go to an exhibit that will show a live ultrasound on a real pregnant woman.
Wow. And then maybe that'll freak any teenager out, right? It'll freak me out, and I'm not even in their shoes.
But it's amazing because it's just a neat time to see what we do in the clinic without having to go to the clinic. So this is actually our fundraiser is going to be at the Fremont Community Church. They're hosting us because they have a very large church in Fremont on Mission Boulevard.
Yes, I know where that is. Well, let me ask you this, Jennifer. What are you targeting? Who are you targeting? Are you targeting high school students? Or
No, this is actually for the whole community to come out. These are parents. These can be business owners. These can be young people. Anybody that's interested, has heard about Real Options. What's a pregnancy medical clinic? What do you guys do? Why are you in school? You know, tell me more about your education programs. How do you help the community? And really, what medical services do you provide? And just to kind of get to know the people who are behind the work that we do, which is compassion, caring, and free medical support services.
Do you find, how many employees work with you guys at Real Options? Just curious.
I think over the four clinics, we have around 35 to 40 employees. A lot of them are part-time. But
so a perfect example of a small business, a small nonprofit, correct?
Yes.
So
yeah,
you're
a
perfect example of a small business that needs the help and the aid of the community. So
right.
We were talking earlier in the show on some people just have busy lifestyle. They just, everybody
yeah.
thinks they're busy, right? We all do. We're all like,
yeah.
oh, I'm so busy, no matter what is going on. But some people get so caught up in their lives, they realize like, I don't have time to do anything. I only have time to work
yeah.
and eat and barely do anything else. But then they're
right.
forced into something, right? When something happens in their
right.
lives and now they're forced,
right.
their hand has been forced and now they're living with this inconvenience of
situation.
Whatever it is, whether it's their child pregnant at a young age or whether or not
yes.
they have a kid born with special needs, whatever it is. And now
yes.
they're forced to sort of look into the part of the community that's going to help them. And I think
yes.
that's why it's so nice to see that there are that many people that are working towards
mm-hmm.
these, you know, I guess,
yeah.
Communal kind of organizations
yeah.
that are helping other people really with, You're saving someone else the trouble
yeah.
of having to do that work and figure it out themselves. Tell us a little bit about the process,
right.
if you can, with Real Options and what you do when a family comes in.
Well, there's actually three different arms, if you will, of our clinic. The main arm is the intervention piece, which is actually the medical services. So that that is where a woman who thinks she's pregnant, or a woman or man who think that they might have a sexually transmitted infection, come into our clinic as a medical patient, and they get to see a nurse and take either a pregnancy test or an STD test. And if the pregnancy test is positive, then they get a free ultrasound, which is actually really, really important, because they're at a point where they're going to make a decision. You know, there are three mm-hmm. decisions available to anybody in this country, and that would to do with their pregnancy. And that outcome would either be to parent, to adopt, to make an adoption plan, or to abort. And even though we are not an abortion clinic, we pride ourselves on making sure that that woman at that time has all the information she needs about every option available to her, so that she can have real options, that she can make a decision based on fact and based on science and biology, and not just the emotion of the crisis that she might be in.
That's a great way of framing it. It really is.
Yeah, and that's really a lot of times what the issue really is deeper, that a lot of women who go to other clinics will not get that kind of care. We consider ourselves really women's health care for the whole woman, not just their physical experience of pregnancy, but there's all kinds of things that are involved when a woman is pregnant, especially half of our client base are high school and college age women.
Yeah.
And so those are women who maybe were not planning to be pregnant, and they had life goals and they had life dreams, or maybe they were, you know, forced into something that they didn't want. And so really what's going on underneath all of that, in addition to a crisis, is I don't know how I feel, and I'm scared, and I've got all these issues, and I just need someone to talk to about this. And that's the beauty of what we offer that is not offered. It's unmatched in the Bay Area. And that is, we have a client advocate who's specially trained to walk through that process and to talk to the woman about her living situation and her relationship, and just listen to her and cry with her, or just be that shoulder
right.
Of support at that time. And so that's one arm of our clinic. And once the patient walks through and sees the ultrasound, we can determine viability. And it's really important, because a lot of women will make decisions on what to do about their pregnancy before they have all the facts.
Yeah.
And clinically, 10 to 20% of all pregnancies that are clinically diagnosed end in miscarriage, naturally end.
Wow.
So we want to help diagnose whether it's a viable pregnancy before a woman feels like she has to make one of those three choices, which are all difficult.
Very much so. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. I think that's the proper term.
Sure.
Do you mind me doing that?
I don't.
I like that, Larry. Look at you.
I kind of do this often. It's a zinger.
Okay.
Okay. So will you? So on the other side, pro-choice.
Yes.
I've heard.
Sure.
I've seen arguments against life based mostly on economics and if the child were to be born. What kind of an environment would that child be born into? Would that child be productive? Would they be a burden on our society? And then who would take care of them? And what justifies us as opposed to them if you're pro or pro-choice or pro-life? And for the sake of argument, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the most important thing is not my thoughts. The most important thing is the facts. And the facts of the matter are there are almost an equivalent number of parents on a waiting list to adopt newborn babies in the United States as there are abortions. There's about 1.2 to 1.3 million abortions right now.
That's crazy.
In the United States every single year. And there are people that pay thousands of dollars because they want to adopt a newborn and they're infertile or they just have a heart for the unborn and they want to say, please, I will love your baby. We will raise it as our own. And they even pay for the health care and the cell phone of the pregnant woman to, you know, sustain the pregnancy for the final few months. And then when it's over, you can even choose to have an open adoption. There is really no need for abortion, actually, because of the adoption option.
This is an this brings up a whole other, and I don't want to necessarily go down that path just talking about this one arm of it.
Sure.
But, you know, with all the same-sex marriages, I know a lot of those couples will be specifically looking for children, mm-hmm. and they want to have children, and they can't do it on their own, so therefore they're able to adopt. But I know one of the big issues with this part of it in the adoption process is that fear that at some point in time, this parent is going to come back around or this child is going to want to find that parent. And I know that's a big a big concern for a lot of parents. I've seen and heard firsthand people talk about that. I know the day is going to come one day when my son or my daughter's real parent is going to pop up and it's going to create an issue. Is that something you guys deal with?
You know what? We don't, but we do partner with an adoption agency. They're experts in adoption. And I think that specific issue is probably one of the reasons why you have open adoptions now becoming more the norm. And what an open adoption is it's not a secret that adoptive parents stay, let the biological mother stay in the life of the child in a limited fashion to where they get to, you know, give gifts for the birthday or see that child once a year. And because you eliminate that secrecy, you kind of eliminate that feeling that the parent, the biological parent, needs to somehow re-exert control.
Right.
And as a biological parent, maybe having second thoughts, if you can sense that there's a peace, an open arms policy with that adoptive family, I think psychologically there's less of a fear-based knee-jerk reaction to, what have I done? I've got to get my baby back.
That's true.
Because most of these open adoptions, we have nothing to hide. We're parents that can't, you know, have babies. We want to love your child, but we also want your child to know who you are. In fact, my boss, the VP of Real Options, her mom was date raped at 15 years old.
Whoa, man.
And she chose life for her daughter, who is my boss. And my boss has such a special relationship with her. She was able to, I don't know if it was open from the beginning, but they have a great relationship. And every year, my boss calls her biological mother on her birthday. Mm-hmm. My boss calls her on her own birthday and says, thank you. Thank you for giving me to this wonderful family that adopted me, who I love. Thank you for my birthday. And they go to lunch and they spend time together. So I think it's really a healthy thing for the biological child of the biological parent to have that option. But I'm not an expert in adoption, but I think that we have seen so much of those cases in the past that we've learned from our mistakes. And that sometimes having it open is a lot better than having it closed.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think that, again, this it's just, these are modern issues, right? These are things that I think more or less over the past 10 years have become, because of the age of the internet, really, everything is out there. So if you could find out your lineage now to back to like the first human in your family, you know, you could trace things.
Is.
I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. You do, but it's a lot of people do dude, that now. Dude. They will say that,
and that's the beauty of what we represent. You know, Real Options is not political. We truly do care about the woman. We care about her child, but we care about the first life that we see in front of us as a patient, and that's the pregnant woman.
Yeah,
and her you know, psychology, her emotions, her personality, all of that, we care for her in the best way that we can holistically and try to give her as much information as she can so that she can make a decision that's not based on fear or emotion, that's not based on pressure, that usually comes from the family members that she's dealing with. We can truly be an objective third party.
That's really the best part, is having an objective third party who's actually informed.
Yeah,
like you said, fact-based.
We couldn't help people without radio stations like you guys, without 1170 AM, without people in the community donating and supporting the work that we do. Because really, when we help that woman, that pregnant woman, have the healthiest experience, you know what ends up happening? That reverberates. That reverberates into her family and into the community, and that sets her up for success with her family in the future. And if you can do that, especially for young people who might be experiencing an unplanned pregnancy, what you're able to do is tell them this is not the end of the world. This problem or issue or unforeseen issue does not define who you are. And when people get those kind of opportunities in life to have second chances and to really feel supported in their community, they're the ones that come back and give back.
It's so true. I think that you really can't discount how important it is to have people, objective third parties in your life. People who, because when you're in it, and this is something really you can relate to it on any level. It doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with unplanned pregnancies or anything of that kind.
Right.
It could be you're a cancer patient, or you could be a widow or whatever. It's always nice to have others who have been through it, who have the information to, because you know, when they say you really can't, you don't know until you go through it yourself. You'll always hear that in your life, right?
Yeah.
You can't possibly understand what I'm feeling until you go there. But when you do go through it, the first thing you want to do is you want to talk to somebody who's been there, who's taken that road already. Even if it's only a way to feel a little bit more comfortable that you're not the only one, even if it's that security, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's really why I like talking about this specifically on Day C 1170, because I know the primary audience is Indian, and in the Indian culture, there is has traditionally been really kind of a healthy look that sex is private and it's special and it's something that is, you know, it's very intimate. And in that effort to keep that private and special and intimate, sometimes the culture has not talked or felt like they should be ashamed and maybe not talk to their kids as much as they need to now with the internet and all the external media influences on these kids that are exposing them at premature ages to sexual activity.
Right.
And so me coming, I'm not Indian, but I came from a very religious family who didn't want to talk about these things with me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I can have kind of a like mind with the Indian culture, where I know that my parents really just out of love, they didn't talk about these things because they wanted to protect me. But in their love, they mistakenly opened me up to vulnerability by not being the safe place for me to talk to.
Times are different though for us. I don't mean to say that because it's obviously we're all very young, but times are even 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was different. Parents, I feel parenting was different. I think really tradition and family tradition really was a bigger part of, I know my parents would always say that. They'd always be like, well, it's just the way we've always done it. This is the way my father did it. This is the way my grandfather did it. And that was their reasoning and that was okay. But now with so much information out there, it's almost like you'd be ignorant to not acknowledge that there are other ways to go about, you know, what we did and kind of left as tradition.
Yeah, and tradition is one thing, but we have to go back to what are the roots of that tradition, and the roots are to protect and preserve the heritage, to protect and preserve that family unit and the deep sense of bond that they have. And in that, we are all like that. No matter what culture you come from, we want to preserve our family unit and our heritage and what makes us special as a family. But because this world is overrun with so much media influence and everything is hypersexualized. If we can't find a way to protect our children through giving them information that they need to really identify between truth and lies, they might end up to be clients in our clinic. They might end up to have issues with, you know, relationships that maybe went there that shouldn't have gone there or that they didn't want to. And so we really want to do a good job of really inspiring families that the most protective thing that you can do is to be that safe place and to talk to your kids, because really, you guys, the media demands, I mean, what they're putting in our kids' faces and their iPhones and their iPads and their computers, that demands a response.
And there's nothing we can do as parents. All we could do is sit and sort of watch how it happens. We can only take the right safeguards, like you said. I love that about you when you call in, because somebody was saying recently, oh, it's nice you have Jennifer on a lot. Well, there's so much to be said, especially about this subject. There's so many different, when you came in here with that binder a couple of weeks back and you were going through, and I think we really only scratched the surface of that book.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, look at all these different things I never even thought about. And that's it's really nice to be able to kind of delve and get beyond just the surface and dig into this a bit, because I know there's so many parents that need it and they really don't know where to go to even begin. So thank you for that. I know that every time we have you on, it seems like time just goes right by, flies right by us.
Flies right by.
We want to have you in. I think we were saying in a couple of weeks we're going to have you back. But let's one more time mention that event's coming up on Saturday, March
4th.
Thank you.
Yes, we are marching forth into the next generation and igniting life and protecting families. So it's called Ignite Life, and they can find it on, maybe I can send you guys a link and they can go to the
AC1170
website.
Do that.
But it's March 4th, and doors open at 5:30, and the presentation begins at 7, but show up at 5:30 so you can get your heavy hors d'oeuvres. And come see me. If you heard me on the radio, come see me at my table. I'll have a little special gift for you.
We will do that. What does heavy hors d'oeuvres mean, by the way? Steak and lobster?
You know, it's
small
more,
increments?
Bread.
Well, I'll be there for sure.
Yes. A lobster on a stick, one per person.
Why not?
What is it? Yeah, I was wondering the same. When you said heavy, I was expecting to hear rain, because that's all I've heard lately is heavy rain.
Yes.
But
yes.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
I don't a deluge of crackers and cheese. Yeah, I don't know, but I have been with Real Options for 3 years, and all three of the other events, the hors d'oeuvres are really, really tasty. They're professional catering companies.
Oh,
I don't know, but you better just show up to find out, because it's going to be good.
Is it free? I think, Jennifer, 1 second. Is that a caller for Jennifer to talk? Okay, Jennifer, there's a caller who's going to ask a question. I'm going to bring him on if that's okay.
Yay.
All right, you're on with People Helping People and Jennifer at Real Options. Who's this?
Yes, I'm Perry, and I would like to request you and all your the extensive knowledge you're bringing related to people helping people. In the last about 3 weeks, I have studied state of Silicon Valley address, state of county address, and state of city address. These are the three addresses, and there is a tremendous amount of stress for housing for low-income, affordable housing.
Right.
If you can bring up a program, there's also a provision for housing for shelter homes for homeless people. So that is a thing you should talk to the San Jose City Mayor, the Santa Clara County Vice President, the President Dave Cortez, and State of Silicon Valley address.
Well, it's funny. I know we heard from you a couple of weeks ago, and we did reach out to try and get somebody from the city to be on to talk about this. So it is something we're working on. It's been more of a struggle to find the right person who wants to come on and discuss it. But we are working on that, and it is a great point, because it's a major issue in our area.
Yeah,
so just so you know, we are working on that and should have somebody on very soon to
and
help
the
address
second
it.
Information is next to Eastridge Mall, the Arcadia, there's a vacant plot where San Jose City has approved a softball park. And next to the softball park, there is a American war veterans, a small home for war veterans is there. So if you can have a program on that war veterans shelter home, that would be great.
All right, awesome. Thank you very much for all that information, and we'll definitely look into that. That's something good to know. Sorry, Jennifer, I thought it was for you, so I apologize.
Well, you know what? I do have something to say about that. If a woman or a couple comes into our clinic and they become a client and they're pregnant, one of the things that we do is refer them, if they have housing issues, we refer them to some specific local agencies that specifically help with temporary housing.
That's great news.
You know, we know it's a problem, but there are some programs that are specifically to help single moms and women who are about to deliver a baby, so that they're not out on the street.
Thank you for that.
That's huge.
Very much. Jennifer, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, Jennifer L., is that right? Is that how we do it? Jennifer L. at realoptions.com.
At realoptions.net.
Dot net. Thank you.
And there is a phone number, right? There's a phone number you can be.
Dot net. Yeah.
What is your number that you can be contacted on?
408-229-9836. Extension 23.
How can anybody ever argue with her?
No, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to. Why would you? She has no.
I mean, every question we ask, even when I try to throw a zinger at you, you have a good answer for it.
Yeah, you should.
Well,
take
you know
some
what?
Notes.
I asked my husband that. How can you ever try to argue with me? You know I win, and as a good husband, he says you're right.
That
you
poor
win.
Guy.
Yeah. And then he goes.
He doesn't stand a chance.
He puts a pillow in front of his face and starts shouting.
Oh,
I know
boy.
How that works.
Yeah.
Jennifer, thank you so much for this. And in a couple weeks, we'll do more. We'll talk more. But as I always say, it's a pleasure.
I have one other thing to say.
Go ahead, Lara.
Yes.
Jennifer, as we've already talked about it, you know, you and Real Options deal with the core of issues, and that is the family. And the family is a cornerstone of our society. So this is where it all starts, is with the family.
Very
and
good.
This is huge. This is huge.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank
Super
you.
Appreciate your support.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you soon. And if you can make it out on March 4th to our Ignite Life in Alameda County, we'd love to see you.
March 4th. March forward.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you, love. Appreciate it so much. Jennifer
All
of
right.
Real Options, have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Awesome. Good. So always great to have
always
Jennifer on
yeah.
the line with us. She always has a lot of information. And
yeah.
again, it's a lot on one topic, but it's something that I've, just from our ear to the ground here, I've had so many clients of ours come in and say.
And that's a fact.
You know how important this was for me because I'm having these issues with my children.
That's what really proves that this is an issue that touches everybody.
I couldn't believe even, like I said, hosts on this station that come in who listen, who will say, I can't even tell you how nice it is to have that because I don't know where to go for that information and I don't know how to handle my teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good.
And it all starts with this.
I wanted to mention these couple of these events I talked about at the top. I was going to do this a couple weeks ago.
Go ahead.
So we only have a few minutes left. Let me just rip through. Yeah. One, for those who are looking for work, there's Silicon Valley 2017 professional hiring event. All these top employers are actually hiring at the Embassy Suites in Milpitas on Thursday. That's this Thursday. They're doing.
Right
if you're
is.
Looking for a new career, it's free. For job seekers, and it's the people looking for sales management, customer service, account manager, call center representatives, financial services, bank tellers, administrative assistants, event staff, so on and so forth.
Wow.
Again, at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on that one, Thursday. So then this one here is on Saturday, February 25th. There's the Kirk Park Cleanup. So council member Donald Rocha of the District 9 team and their neighbors are going to beautify Kirk Park in District 9. And this is at 1601 Foxworthy Avenue in San Jose. And it's a good community thing. Neighbors and community are going to come and they're going to help work on cleaning up the park and doing good things to make things look better for the community, which is awesome.
Good.
Also wanted to mention also on Saterday, if you're into the TED Talks, I was talking to Larry about this earlier. He's not necessarily familiar, but TED Talks are amazing. If you're not familiar with them, it's worth going on YouTube.
TED, what's it mean?
TED. You know, I wish I could answer. That's something I should be able to answer, and I'm not exactly sure what that answer is.
Okay,
but every discussion and topic is very, very important and very good. This particular one is happening on Saturday. They're having 10 speakers from all over the Bay Area, a day of innovative and engaging talks, the spirit of spreading ideas worth sharing. It's free. It begins at 9 a.m., and it'll conclude around 3:30 in the afternoon. There will be a lunch provided no cost, and it's in Palo Alto at the Haymarket Theater on Embarcadero Road.
Yeah.
Again, that's this Saturday for that event. That's a good one. If you're into TED Talks, it's pretty cool.
I go if they have lunch.
Yeah, well, you get a free lunch out of it, so it's nice.
It's worth it.
Wanted to mention two other events. Second Sunday Walks and Talks, they're doing the Second Sunday Tour. This is at San Pedro Market on March 12th. It was very popular when they did this a while. It's a tour that winds through the city, and it stops at all these historical spots in San Jose, the museums, the culture, the art, and all that small business stuff. They talk about the different success stories.
Yeah.
They call it Adobe to Adobe. And again, it starts in San Pedro Square Market on Sunday, March 12th at 2 p.m. on that one. And the last one I want to mention is the Women in Tech Festival. If you've not heard about this, this is pretty cool. This isn't free, but in the Silicon Valley in the area, there it is. Nate put it up. I'll get back to that, what TED means. But this is really a cool event happening, Women in Technology Festival. It's a two-day event happening in Mountain View at the Microsoft campus. And it's why we invest in women and why we invest in our future. And if you're a woman in tech, this is a really cool thing. It's supposed to inspire, engage, empower women. They did the first one in 2015. It was a huge event. This will be the third time they're doing it. And if you're interested in that, you might want to check it out. It's put on by the Silicon Valley Forum. Women Day, Women in Tech Festival 2017, Building the She Economy, March 24th, March 25th on that. Now, I can tell you what TED means because Nate's way smarter than I am.
Thank you, Nate.
TED, Technology, Entertainment, and Design is what it stands for.
I was going to tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just waiting for you to come up with
it. You were thinking TED Kennedy, I'm sure.
No.
This is something, if you go on, I have Apple TV. So on Apple TV, there's an app specifically for TED Talks. So there's like hundreds of them in there. And they're basically just a video of these different presenters and talkers. Some of them are super inspiring. They're all important and intelligent speakers speaking on these technology, entertainment, and design issues. But they really do think forward, and it's progressive. And I always am a fan of them. And there's so many different topics. But if you just go on YouTube and search, I'm sure a lot of the people listening are familiar with it. Check them out. It's worth checking out.
I'll do that.
It's always nice to see it.
How much time do we have left?
We have 4 minutes left. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Is there anything that's pressing that you want? We have a couple minutes to discuss it.
But I can't talk about it.
Why is that?
You already know.
All right. Well, if you don't want to discuss it.
Well, I can't.
We can move on and I can talk about, I could also.
Do we have to listen to you more?
I technically cut short my calendar because of you. Because I thought you wanted to speak about this. So I was leaving you a little time. But if you don't want to do that, then I'm going to give one more event.
Go ahead. Then
especially
I'll interrupt
because
you.
This is in Nate's area here. AMHS's Moves Mint and Basil fundraiser is on Sunday from 3 to 5.
Herbs
on North Milpitas Boulevard. Move is Making Our Voices Echo. Milpitas High School Move is the high school division of a nonprofit humanitarian organization called World Vision. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
The goal of World Vision is to help children, families, and communities worldwide reach their full potential. Yeah. This is a really cool thing they're doing. So, again, if you know where the high school is and you're familiar with it, then that's fine. But 1741 North Milpitas Boulevard on Sunday from 3 to 5, there will be delicious vegan and vegetarian food available. And if you just search MHS, Milpitas High School's Move Mint and Basil Fundraiser. I'm not sure why they call it Mint and Basil Fundraiser.
Where's the meat?
Well,
you don't eat meat.
It's a vegan and vegetarian event.
Huh.
So,
well now.
Sometimes I'm okay. As long as if there's cheese, it's okay. I'm all right with being vegetarian.
Who doesn't love cheese?
If there's no cheese involved, then I can't go to a vegetarian event.
You make a good mouse.
Paneer. Have you ever had paneer? The Indian cheese?
Not that
that's
I know
my favorite.
Of. Really?
Oh, it's so good.
What's it made out of?
It's technically cottage cheese, which I'm not a fan of in its normal, like, lumpy form.
Right. Uh-huh.
This is more done like cubes. It almost looks like tofu. I can't believe you've not had it.
I've not. Well,
so delicious.
Not knowingly, anyway.
Nate knows how much I love it, and I'm sure he feels the same way.
Yeah.
It's delicious. So 2 minutes left. Yeah. Last thoughts on the show before we get out
of here? Well, I thought it was a great show. It's always excellent when Jennifer comes on, and thank you for that caller, too. I mean, he's always informative.
He called a couple weeks ago about that. It's a great point.
So thank you for your input. I mean, we always do listen to you guys out there. When you call in, we take it seriously, and we do go to work trying to get those people on air so they can help us out.
I'll tell you what, there's definitely, it's nice that those people that are listening regularly are trying to sort of push on certain initiatives.
Yeah.
Our struggle tends to be, unfortunately, it's not always easy to get to the council men and women.
No, absolutely not. Not just that, though, just anybody because they're so busy.
And the problem is we can't just put anybody on because sometimes we'll get people who want to speak about a topic. But if it's and it's same with this fake news problem going around where people are just spurting news that's before it's even confirmed.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable putting someone on who's not fully informed legally because then we're giving information to people. So that's where it becomes a challenge with us in getting verified
Yeah, well, I mean, that can have repercussions for us here at the station. We can't have that. So we have to make sure that these people are qualified.
For example, we were talking about having the immigration attorney on, and there were several that didn't want to talk about this because they felt that they couldn't do it in a way that wouldn't show sort of a bias.
Right.
And they didn't want to get involved politically. Mm-hmm. So they sort of were like, I'd rather not talk about
it. And that's understandable.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's also, on the other hand, it makes it a little more challenging for us, especially with like the Veterans Association too, because a lot of the people that work in those fields are volunteer and they have jobs. So coming on the air with us is tough. So then we have to set up pre-records on other days. Yeah. But again, we're working on all these things. Just know that we're not necessarily avoiding certain topics.
Not falling on deaf ears ever.
Yeah. We reach out to people all the time. Unfortunately, not always easy to get them on the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks to everyone for listening. Larry, as always, thank you.
Thank you too, guys.
Taking your time to join us.
It's always a pleasure.
Thanks to Nate for running the board and keeping us on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, Nate's he's been here for a long time.
He's the best.
He is.
And we'll be back next week. Oh, actually, next week might be a replay, by the way.
Yes.
But regardless, we'll be back every week, every Tuesday at noon for our very special People Helping People. We'll see you then. AC 1170 AM, radio that listens to you.